give God the praise on tonight. We give him the glory on tonight. Amen. We do bring you greetings. Amen. All the way from Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated. Amen. Located right here. Amen. In Talladega, Alabama. Amen. We thank and praise God for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, on tonight. We thank God for, amen, allowing us, amen, to bring you, amen, another night of Bible study on tonight. Amen. We thank and praise God for yet being saved on tonight. Thank God for yet being delivered and set free and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost on tonight. We just thank God for what he's already done for us. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing right now. Amen. And we thank and praise God in advance for what he's going to do. Amen. We thank and praise God for our pastor and our apostle, Miller James Pearson Jr. Amen. The pastor and apostle here at Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated. Amen. We thank God for all of you that is tuned in. Amen. To our live broadcast on tonight. Amen. We just thank and praise God. Amen. We know, amen, these times, amen, a lot of people, amen, amen, they are disencouraged. A lot of people, amen, they are keeping the faith. Amen. So whatever category you fall in on tonight, just know, amen, we got to trust and depend on God. Amen. But we love the Lord on tonight. Amen. And we love you on tonight. We thank God for you taking time out of your schedule. Amen. I don't want to say your busy schedule. Amen. Amen. Because of the way we are right now. Amen. Amen. A lot of people, amen, got a lot of time on their hands. Amen. Amen. To seek God's face. Amen. Amen. To seek him to go higher. Amen. Amen. In the spirit, to go deeper in his word. Amen. To, amen, to draw nigh to him, to hunger and thirst after him. Amen. So we got a lot of time, amen, where we can seek the Lord. Amen. Amen. And don't take this time lightly. Amen. But take this time, amen, to get in a place with the Lord. Amen. If you're not saved out there tonight, take this time, amen, to study the word of God and to get to know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. So he can become, amen, your Lord and your Savior tonight. Amen. We're going to, amen, start our Bible study, amen, just right after. Amen. I want to sing a song of worship, a song of praise. Amen. Because truly, amen, he is a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Because the word of God, amen, is the best thing, amen. Amen. It's the word of God that will save you. The word of God will deliver you. The word of God will encourage you. The word of God, amen. Amen. Will fill you. Amen. Yes, it will. Amen. It'll bring you joy, to bring you hope. Amen. The word of God, amen, is a comforter. Amen. Amen. And on tonight, amen, we're going to go, amen, to the word of God. I want you to pull out your Bibles. Amen. I want you to get your pens, get your paper. Amen. Get your notepad. Amen. Get your tablet. Amen. Whatever device, amen, you use, amen, to read your word of God on. Amen. Amen. We want you to get that out and go with us. Amen. As we go to Bible study on tonight. Amen. I love the word of God. Amen. I thank and praise God. Amen. For, amen, again, for being saved on tonight. Amen. I thank God for how he saved me. Amen. When I was 18 years old. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for keeping me. Amen. And I thank God right now I'm 40 years old. Amen. And I thank and praise God. Amen. I'm yet saved and I'm yet sanctified. And Holy Ghost filled. Amen. I got a mind. Amen. I got a mind. I got a heart. Is going to be. Amen. Amen. Again, we thank God for all of those that are tuned in. Amen. To our live broadcast on tonight. Amen. We love you with the love of God on tonight. Amen. Let's go to amen. Hallelujah. First, let's turn to Acts. Amen. Chapter 2. Amen. And verse, amen, 37. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Amen. And before that, I'm just give you, amen, an introduction. Amen. Amen. That was the day of Pentecost. Amen. Amen. When they was all, amen, in the upper room, they was on one accord. Amen. And they was, amen, they was there waiting on the promise, amen, that Jesus Christ had promised them. Amen. They was waiting, amen, for, amen, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And the Holy Ghost came, and he came in, amen, like a rushing mighty wind. Amen. Amen. And it filled the whole house. Amen. Amen. A lot of people thought they was, amen, those people up there, they was, amen, amen, they was drunk, amen, amen, with wine, amen, but this wine that they was drinking with, amen, it was the Holy Ghost, amen, amen, and Peter had to explain to the people what it was, amen, he said, amen, amen, to these, amen, amen, they're not drinking as ye suppose, amen, because he said this is but just the third hour of the day, amen. Amen. But they, amen, amen, that was drunk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I thank and praise God. Amen. Amen. It was promised. Amen. To them. Amen. Just like, amen, it's promised. Amen. To us now. Amen. And some of you, amen, you have received the Holy Ghost. And some of you, amen, that may not know about the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we're going to teach you on tonight through the Bible study. Amen. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be ashamed of the Holy Ghost. Don't be scared of the Holy Ghost. Because see, a lot of people think the Holy Ghost, amen, is shouting and jumping over chairs. Amen. A lot of people think the Holy Ghost is rolling on the floor. Amen. But that's not the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I'm going to explain to you what the Holy Ghost, amen, will do for you. Amen. Amen. A lot of people, they say they want God, they want Jesus Christ. They say, oh no, I don't want that Holy Ghost. Amen. But I guarantee you got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to ask you a question on tonight. Amen. Amen. Those, amen, during these times that's going on, the times, amen, the days and times that we're living in, what's going on in the earth on today. Amen. I want to ask you, do you have peace? First, I want to ask you, do you have peace? Then I want to ask you, do you have joy? Then I want to ask you, amen, do you have love? I want to ask you this. I want you to ask yourself, do I have peace? Peace right now? Do I have peace right now? I want you to just think about, do you have peace right now? Do you have joy right now? Do you have love? Are you putting on righteousness? Are you right there right now having peace where you at right now? Are you not afraid right now? I want you to ask yourself that question. What is your state of mind right now? What is your frame? How have you positioned yourself for what has come upon this land all across the world? How have you positioned yourself? How do you feel? That's my topic on tonight, the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Peter was, like I said, Peter was letting them know, amen, that they weren't drunk, but they began to speak, amen, in tongues, as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And we'll talk about that a little later on. Amen. I don't know if we'll get to that tonight, but we'll talk about that a little later on. Amen. But I want you to turn to Acts 2 and 38 on tonight. Acts 2 and 37. Amen and amen. And Peter has stood before them and gave them, amen. Amen. Gave them, amen, what was going on. Amen. He addressed, amen. He addressed the crowd, amen. Amen. He said, amen, even, amen, he reminded them what, amen, amen, they said in the book of Joel, amen. The book of Joel said, it shall come to pass, amen, in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned, amen, into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, what? They shall be saved. Amen. I just read to you Acts, amen, chapter 2, verses, amen, 17 through 21. Okay, go with me to Acts 2 and 37. So, now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. In other words, they was touched in their heart. Amen. Amen. Their heart, amen, that was, amen, once hard, now, amen, it became what? A heart of flesh. Amen. It became tender. Amen. It came, amen, like a sponge. Amen. 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 Soaking up the word of God. Amen. Waiting. Amen. Amen. Was able, amen, to receive the word that Peter, amen, had addressed to the crowd. Amen. Amen. It said, now when they heard this, and this is how they, this is how the crowd responded. It said, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And these was the other people that, that were standing around. Amen. It said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of his apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. These people, amen, they were standing around, they was asking, amen, and the word of God said they was asking Peter and the rest of the apostles. Said, okay, we done heard all this. We have seen what has taken place. Now, see what I heard what you said, Peter. Now, what shall we do? Somebody out there tonight, you may not be saved, but you see what's going on in the land, and then I know you've been hearing the word of God, and if you have not been hearing it, and you just now
to a generation.
And then they that gladly received his word was baptized. So when you receive the word of God, when you receive that means you ain't gonna catch no attitude. You ain't gonna say, oh, well, that ain't for me. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, she don't know what you're talking about. But I'm telling you what the word of God is, that if you, amen, if you gladly receive the word of God, amen, that I'm, amen, minister to you on tonight through Bible study, amen. Amen. It said, then they that gladly received his word, they were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Yet we know a lot of people has died from this coronavirus. We know that. But let me tell you this. Wouldn't it be such a great noise? Wouldn't it be such a great noise, a great joy to know, amen, that people are being saved, to hear the news. People, somebody gave their life to the Lord. Somebody changed, amen, their lifestyle. Somebody changed their way of living. They giving their life to God. And they running after God. They now they on the Lord's side. Amen. They put the devil out. Amen. They gave up the world. And now they on the Lord's side. Wouldn't that be such great noise and great joy to hear that? Amen. In the midst of all that's going on. Don't you know heaven rejoice over one that repented? Let heaven rejoice over you on tonight. If you haven't repented from your sins, amen, repent right now, amen, and let heaven rejoice. Not heaven, not only heaven will rejoice, amen, we will rejoice. The saints of God, we will rejoice, amen. I thank God every day. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank him. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank him for, amen, the many people, amen, that, amen, he's saying that I don't even know of, but I know somebody in the land that getting saved, amen. It ain't all the lost. But it's a gain when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. So that they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon them every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and all things covered, and they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and secretness of heart, praying to God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So tonight I want to let you know. Somebody might say, yeah, he be talking about the Holy Ghost. But what is the Holy Ghost? We're going to take you there. Turn to St. John, the 14th chapter. Turn to St. John, the 14th chapter. And the 15th verse. Because I want you to know what the Holy Ghost is on tonight. The Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is not an it, but it's, amen, it's a he, and it's Jesus Christ, amen. St. John, the 14th chapter, verse 15. We're going to start right there. Say, if you love me, keep my commandments. St. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. This was Jesus speaking. He said, I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter. All right, comforter. Make sure you remember that. That he may abide with you forever. So, amen. Jesus said, I'm going to go pray to my Father, and he's going to give you another comforter. Big C. Well, no little C. But it was a big C. That he may abide with you forever. Say, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it sin him not. See, the world, amen, if you don't want God, if you don't want no parts of God, he's not going to force himself on you. starting at? What stable position? Amen. How are you thinking right now? Do you have peace? Do you have love right now? Do you have joy? So these are spiritual whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall also live. And the day ye shall know that I am in him, in my Father, and ye in me. But when you have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you should be at peace, because the Holy Ghost is peace. Not only is the Holy Ghost with peace, but you're going to have some love. You're going to have the love of God on the inside. I ain't going to say some, I'm going to say you're going to have the love on the inside when you have the Holy Ghost. Not only that, you're going to have some joy. You're going to still be praising God, and thanking God in the midst of trouble. In the midst of storming. Everybody, amen. Not everybody, but with a lot of people that are talking negative. A lot of people want you, amen, to let down your faith. Everybody got a measure of faith. Everybody's faith level is not the same. It's not. Everybody's faith level is not the same in God. It's not. But if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, it don't take a whole lot, just a grain of a mustard seed. Don't you know that little faith you have, it can move some mountains. It can move the doubt. It can move the fear. It can move the trouble. Amen. It can move the sorrow. Amen. So what I'm telling you on tonight, make sure you have the Holy Ghost. Make sure you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because when you have the gift of the Holy Ghost, let's see what it says. And at the day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, not the one that betrayed him, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, he'll abide with you. And he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Listen real close. But the Comforter, there we see it again, the big C, the Comforter, which is what? The Holy Ghost. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. It'll wrap you with love. It'll keep you warm. Better than a comforter, a blanket. Because this is the true comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. It'll comfort you in every trial, every tribulation, everything you face in life. When you have the Holy Ghost, it's going to comfort you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus Christ, he shall teach you all things. It's a he. Do you see that? It's a he. So when you have the Holy Ghost, it's going to teach you all things. It's going to teach you all things. And now I have told you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Yeah, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. Have no parts me. Have no dealings with me. But that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. So we've learned that the Holy Ghost is a comforter. It'll teach you all things. It will guide you. Amen. It ain't gonna let you be troubled. It's not gonna let you be afraid. The Holy Ghost is not gonna let you be afraid. But the Holy Ghost is gonna give you peace and joy. Let's turn. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to Acts 19 chapter. Somebody may out there, they might say, you know what? I just don't believe you need this Holy Ghost. I don't think you need it. Yes, you do. Turn with me to Acts 19. And let's start at the first verse. And right here we're going to talk about the baptism of John's disciples. Because John had some disciples too, amen? Acts 19:1 says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul had to pass through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. These was disciples, amen, John's disciples. These was disciples that believed in the name of Jesus Christ. These disciples, they were saved. Amen. And he said unto them, he asked them a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? So, you want to know, since you don't believe in Jesus Christ, I want to know, have you received the gift of the Holy Ghost? And this may be somebody out there that may be watching or may be watching a little later. Amen. This may be something you never heard of or something that you don't want to hear about or something you want to push away to the other side. But on tonight, amen, I want to ask you another question. Have you received the gift of the Holy Ghost since you believe? Yeah, you say you believe in Jesus Christ. That's good. That's great. That's awesome. That's amazing. And God honors that. But he wants you to have everything that you need to be equipped with to handle what's going on even right now. Remember I asked you, did you have peace? Remember I asked you, did you have love? Remember I asked you, do you have joy? Are you possessing righteousness in your being? Are you being fruitful by being righteous? Are you being fruitful in your spirit? Are you living righteous? Are you living right? Are you living for God? Wholehearted, mind, body, and soul. So yes. You may believe, but somebody out there may have not been, amen, been told about the Holy Ghost. So God permitted all of this to happen for you to hear this on tonight. To hear not just only, amen, God speaking through me, the Word of God, but there's many out there that's speaking the true Word of God, amen, about, amen, the Holy Ghost. So he has to take you from your busy schedule. He has to take you from your busy way of living. He wants to bring you back to the Word of God, sit you down, and let you see, what am I lacking? What am I missing? Why is it so hard? Why is my heart troubled? Why am I suffering? Why am I in sorrow? Why is it still all over the place? It just may be you may not have the Holy Ghost. them. Let me go back. Acts 19 and 1. It said, and it come to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul had a pass through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, and he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, they didn't lie. They didn't act like they had. And they didn't say, oh yeah, I got it. Because a lot of people out there, you know what they do? They lie and say they have the Holy Ghost. But you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because when you have the Holy Ghost, it's going to, amen, it's going to show up. And it's going to show what, amen, some sign. It's going to show what the Bible said the Holy Ghost represents. You ain't got to lie about this. You don't have to lie. You can have it if you don't have it on tonight. God loves you so much that he wants you to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. He don't want you to be in sorrow tonight, but he wants you to be at peace on tonight. He don't want your mind all over the place, worrying and afraid and fearful. But he wants you to be at peace on tonight. He wants you to have joy on tonight. He wants you to sit right there, to stand right there, to seek him and cry out to him and say, God, what do you want me to do for you? God, what do you want me to say for you? God, where do you want me to go for you? See, look, a lot of people run hard after what they want and what they desire. Something that I heard somebody else say, but I went through it. a lot of things in my life. Acts 19:2. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the Comforter. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. We got two more scriptures. Glory to God. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Have patience on tonight. So a lot of us need some patience. A lot of us don't have patience. You want a quick microwave. You want to microwave everything. want milk when you need some meat. Romans 14 and 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not that natural meat and drink. No, it's not. Want joy? The Holy Ghost, it'll do it for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My last scripture, Ephesians 1 and 13. Ephesians 1 and 13. And whom ye also trusted, after ye have heard the word of truth. I have given you the word of truth on tonight through his holy scriptures. And it says, whom ye also trusted, after ye have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also that ye believe, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. He wants you to be sealed with the Holy Ghost tonight. And that's a promise. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Jesus Christ purchased us with his own blood. Paid it in full unto the praise of his glory. So I want you on tonight, I want you to know, seek God like you never sought him before. Let's make sure we get all of this stuff out of us. Get everything out. That God is not satisfied with. That go up against the word of God. Get it out. From the top to the bottom. Don't take this time lightly. Don't use it for a time to go back. Don't take this as a time to go back. So, man, don't take this as a time for pleasure, but take it for the time to come to Jesus. Don't take it for a time to sit up in your house to get drunk with the wine of the world. Don't take it for a time to get drugged up and doped up. To commit fornication. Don't take this time lightly. Don't say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this one more time. Because when you do that, it just may be your last time. Don't take this time loving on yourself and you fail to love God. Don't take this as a time shooting up, getting high. Don't take this as a time of cursing and swearing. But take this time serious. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, take this time to seek his face and say, Lord, give me your gift of the Holy Ghost. fill me so I can have that peace. I can have that joy. I can have that love. And I can possess. And I can manifest through my life righteousness. Amen. I thank God for you tuning in on tonight. Again, if you need prayer, you may inbox us. You may call us 256-224-1799. We love you on tonight. We love you. If we didn't love you, we wouldn't tell you the truth. We would just say, you all right. You okay. But be encouraged out there. Saints of God, be encouraged. Settle man, woman, boy, girl, come to Jesus. Come back to him before it's too late. Backslider, come back to him before it's too late. I learned how to live holy, and I learned how to live right. I learned how to suffer, for if I suffer, I'll gain eternal pride. I said I learned how to live holy. And I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, I'll gain eternal life. I said, when I see Jesus, Jesus.